Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Tes. Picking up on Kuf Nun Chesem Beis Barabam at a page. Next part of the Mishnah. Amar Lo Ben Azai Ala Chalukan Anu Mitztarin. Like, come on, Rabbi Kiva. Why are you going ahead and adding more machloksim if, like, we see that we can see they're agreeing and you're coming along, you're saying they're disagreeing also? You know, that we have enough pain of the machloksim. Why can't we go ahead and just at least keep the ones that are not machloksim? Amar Rabbi Simlai Ada Amra Ben Azai Talmud Chaver de Rabbi Akiva Hava. From this, we can see Ada Amra is a lashon of Zosomeris, Ada Kamo Hada. Right, so this is saying that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Akiva, right? Because we know that he was his Talmud, and the fact that he's speaking to him like, you know, in first person with no problems there must be that he became like a Chaver, like a level of a friend. The Kamali Shabasa, because he used the Lashon, I'm saying Shabasa, that you came and you're speaking, you're doing this, and he should have spoken in a much more respectful way if he would have been a Talmud. They sent a din halacha from Eretz Yisrael. Ben shalava b'nechse aviv b'chaye aviv. If a son borrowed money, but he did it against his father's property during his father's lifetime. In other words, as we're going to see, what it means is that this Ben is saying, okay, lend me $100,000. And when my father dies, I'm going to get property, and you'll be able to take the property, but I'll pay you back. Umes, and then the father dies. Beno motzi mi'ad lukuchos. The din is that the son can go take it from the lukuchos. Vezui shekasha b'dinei mamnas. And this is something that's hard to get in dinei mamnas. Like, what in the world is going on? Lava my mapik. This kid over here who borrowed, why is he able to go and to take it? What right does he have to go and take stuff that his father sold just because he borrowed against that property? The din said that the son can then go take it from the lukuchos, meaning that if the father sold it during his lifetime, then the son can go take it away from the lukuchos. That's a little strange that the father has full rights to go and sell it. How does it make any sense? V'o lukuchos maya vinitai. And also, the lukuchos, what's going on with them over there? If he goes in and he borrows against the property, but it was never sold, then who are these lukuchos that we're talking about? Okay, so obviously there's a bit of a mistake over here. It's not what you think. Eliyat Mayachi. Like, if you think that there was what we were talking about, then there was something going on, then Eliyat Mayachi. This is really what went on. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Nun Tes. Ben Shamacher B'nichse Aviv B'chayaviv. So a son goes and he sells some of his father's property during the father's lifetime. Okay, all right, now we're getting somewhere. He sells the stuff, umes, and then the son died, and the father's still alive. Bino motzi miyada lukuchos, the son's son. So in other words, you got Reuven, and let's see, you got Yaakov is the father, Reuven is the son, and he's got a son by the name of Chanoch. So Reuven borrows, assuming that he's going to be able to pay back when his father dies with the property. But then what ends up happening is that, I'm sorry, the Reuven sells what he thinks he's going to be getting from Yaakov. But then Reuven ends up dying. So Ben Shamachar, B'nichse Aviv B'chayaviv, Umeis, and then the son ends up dying and falls alive. Beno Mosi Ben Kuchos. And then it must be that obviously what happens after the fact is that his father then dies, and then the lukuchos take it. So now, when he dies, when grandpa dies, the stuff was always belonged to him, and never went to Reuven. So now there's no Reuven anymore, so it goes straight to the grandson, and that's where he gets it. So he's able to go and take it from the lukuchos. Vezuhi shekasha b'dinei mamnas. And that's what it was meant when it says something which is hard in the area of dinei mamnas. Velei mulei, because what's the problem? Let the buyer just tell the grandson, avuch mezabin va'at mapik, your father sold it to me. How are you coming and taking it? Can't be the Reuven left it over for Chanoch, something he already sold. Says the Gemara, hold on. My Kasha, what's so hard about this? Dilma Matzi Amar, let the grandson just say, Mikol Chavu Da'abakasina. What are you talking about? My father's not part of this picture over here. It was never his in the first place. He died. Then it was grandpa's property. And then grandpa died, it goes straight to me. I got it from grandpa. I didn't get it from you, and therefore it's mine. Te'dan. How many of this is true? T'chsev, the Pasuk says, Tachas Avosecha, Yubanecha, Tishisemo Lisarim, Bechola Arts. in place of your fathers shall be your sons. You shall appoint them as officials throughout the land. So what does that show you? A grandson whose father died inherits directly from grandpa. The son takes the place of the father, and then he goes in and gets it. It says the Rashbam, Teda, the Chanoch ben Reuven, Chanoch that we said, Yorish is Yaakov's, you know, he inherits from Yaakov's grandfather. Shlomikoch Reuven, not from Reuven. The Sif Tachas of Asecha Yubanecha, he comes in place of him, the Reuven Kamer, Tachas of Asecha, Dainu Yaakov, that's his father, Yubanecha, Dainu Chanoch, Midlok Sif Tachtecha, Yubanecha. Right? So therefore, he goes straight to him. Okay, so that's clearly not the hard thing over here. So then what is the hard thing then? Ella Ikashia Hakashia. If you have a question, it's on the following case. Let's say you get yourself a Ben Bechor, the oldest boy. He's going to get a double inheritance in his when his father dies. So he sells the part which is his extra part. But then he ends up dying before his father. Bino, the son of that firstborn, he can go and take it from the Lukukos after the grandfather dies. Because what happens is, let's go through the same case. So let's say Yaakov, Reuven, and Chanoch. Let's say Reuven is a Bechor. So Reuven goes and sells his Bechor, and his Bechora, and then he dies first. So really, he goes back to the grandfather. Then the grandfather dies. The Chanoch can go and take it. And that was what it is. The sons, right, because the father sold it. And he's going to come, he's going to take it. If you want to say the same answers before. You could say, no, I'm coming from the power of the grandfather, not from you. It's eventually true. Then what pshat that he's taking from the Bechora, the part of the Bechora. The grandson isn't the Bechora of the grandfather. We're under the assumption that the grandson wouldn't get the Bechora. So the Gemara, oh my gosh, what's your question? Right, I'm coming because of the koch of my grandfather. And I'm in place of my father, therefore I get the firstborn. So Yitaka does get, and therefore, then that clearly can't be what the question is on this statement over here. Eli Kasha, Kasha. So two attempts knocked out of the water. So we come up with a third try. Hayyodea lo, Eidus Pishtar Ad Shalona Sa Gazlan, Vinasa Gazlan. Who ain't no maid al ksav yado, aval acherem be'idin. Let's say you got yourself a situation that somebody knew some sort of Eidus about his friend, right? They have his guy, and he goes and he signs in his shtar as an aid. Before he became a gazlan, says Rashbam, Reuven l'shimen, aid shelo nasa Reuven ad shelo nasa Reuven gazlan, v'ha'yishmo chasam mishtar halva so shel shimen. So Reuven he signed on the document of shimen before he was a gazlan. V'nasa gazlan and then he became a gazlan, says the Rashbam. V'nifsal edus and now he's done. He's outskis. He's disqualified. Puzzle. Kedeksev al. Even though a person believes to say this is my signature, because he can no longer do that because now the guy, all his words are gone because when he became a gazan. Basically, no good anymore. Who ain't made al ksavyad? He's not able to testify about his ksavyad. Aval acherem eidin, if other people are able to go and testify on his ksavyad. Now the Gemara says, well, how does that make sense? Hashta iulo, I mean, he himself is not believed. Acharine memna. If he can't do it himself, other people would believe. How would we believe them? Vizui shekasha bedini mamanus. And this is what the question is. This is the difficulty in dini mamanus. Frek the Gemara, huh? My kushya. Dilma kagon shahuchsak ksavyad the bebasin. Maybe we're talking about a case that we already have a signature in Beis Din. Says the Rashbam, like we're talking about a henpik. Kigon chulchsik behenpik, Beis Din, Beis Din. In other words, it's already a certified document. Beterem hayoso gazlam, before he became a gazlam. The hashta, like the member hachiela elu me'idim shechasmu behenpik zeh. They say they signed on this document. Vikimu shtar mikmei dehave haigavah gazlam. Before this person was a gazlam. The time he was Neman, Lomer Zek Savyadi. This was not to be trusted. We're going to believe other people. They're just maiden on their own ksav that they signed the handpick to certify the document that his signature was in before he was a gazan. Memela, there it's good, and for the shot's good memela. Well, that's number three that's knocked out of the water. I think three. Ella, ikasha, kasha. But if you want to ask a question, maybe this is a question. Hayodelo edis b'shtar. Let's say somebody knew about edis of a shtar. That is, somebody knew a testimony about a certain property that he was expected to be yorish. He signed as a witness for that person, ishtar. Ad shalotipa lo b'yerusha, before it fell to him as yerusha. Who ain't a yachal kaim ksav yado? And we're dealing with a case that since he's signing on something that's for himself, he can't be made on his own ksav yad. But others can be mekaim his ksav yado. Why can't it be? Because he can verify his own signature. He's no gabadaver about the property that's written in the shtar. And therefore, he's going to be puzzled from testifying anything that's related to it. But other people can. My kush, what's the question? Dilmachanai, maybe you're too, could go into Huchsa Ksav Yadu Bebezin. We already have his Ksav Yadu Muchsak and Bezin. Eli Kasha, that one's like that also. Eli Kasha, Ha Kasha. Must say this is a question. Ha Yodea Be, Ha Yodea Lo Beidus. Let's say there's a guy named Michal. This guy Michal, he knows a testimony he signs on a document for a guy named Gavriel. Achlo Nase Chasano, and that was before he became his son-in-law. Vinase Chasano, then he became his son-in-law, so now he can no longer be an aide for him. Hu enu meyid al ksav yado, he can't testify about his own ksav yad. Avalacher meyidin, other people can go and testify for it. Oh, so what's the question? Hu melo mehem and achir mehem? Other people, he can't be believed, but other people can believe in a case where he's not able to be believed. See, what the issue over here that comes up is that the son-in-law, why do we say we're not going to believe him? Because he has a relationship to his father-in-law. So why would he accept other people? Why shouldn't we be worried that the son-in-law signed the document after he was already pasul and he just predated the shtar? This din is even where it was not Huchsa Bebezin, meaning before he became the son-in-law. My kusha, what's your problem? Maybe this is a gzeres melech. This is what the gzer is. That this is not going to be believed. But people, you can't believe him. He's not knocked out because of the fact that maybe he's going to lie. Dilotema, because if you don't say that this gzeres hamelech, nothing to do with sheker or not, then Moshe v'Aaron lechosta, Moshe and Aaron were puzzled to testify about their father's-in-law, mishum delo mehemnehu. I'm sorry, right. Mishum delo mehemnehu? What do you want to say? Because they're not believed? Of course not. El gzeres melechu. Shlo yidolem. They can't go and they're not going to be made for them. Hakanam here also, Gzeres Melechud, Shalo Yaid, Al Ksav Yadu, Lechos, no, it's a Gzeres the Melech, that, you're not allowed to go and testify for the benefit of the father-in-law, even though maybe he's an honest and straight-up guy, and therefore, it makes sense why other people are able to do it when he's not able to do it. Okay, now, basically what comes out, that we tried and tried and tried and tried, and really, there's no problems here. There's no questions over here. So, Elo Yolam Kedemin in my car, it's like we said originally. It's called Kashile, right, the very, very first case that we brought up. That you have Reuven who sells his father's property when he died before his father. And then when the father dies, the son Chanoch can go take the stuff from the buyer. And we said, aye. But how could you do that? He said, well, what's your problem? We said, okay, but in the place of your father's, that will be the son's. And therefore it should be okay. And says that doesn't work. It's Ahu Bibracha Ksiv. We say that pasuk is only in reference to a bracha. Only reference to getting bracha. What it's saying with the pasuk is, the pasuk in Tehillim is telling us that God Tzadikim, they're going to have children and grandchildren who are as righteous as they are. And therefore this is no shaychus at all to talk about the idea of Yerusha. So since this is not proving over here that a grandson is going to get from a share from a grandfather, Therefore, it's a kasha. We understand it's for his din over here. How can the grandson take property that the father sold? If the grandfather's stuff goes through the father, then the father's sale was valid, and the grandson does inherit it. And that's why they called it a question. In fact, the Gemara, mi matzah samer bracha ksev. You want to tell me that this pasuk is written only about a bracha? That's a tzaddikim are going to have children just like them? And rather, it's not, and it's dafka not talking about Yerusha? Beep, turn the page. Kufna Tesimah Beis. Aval, le'inyan din alone. This is not like any sort of dinim coming up over here. In fact, it says Rashbam, bitamia. What are you talking about? Vatani was in a braisa. We got a switcheroo here. V'hotinan, we learned in a Mishnah earlier on Kuf Nun Zion, a couple of days ago. Nafabaisalava, if it was to the house, father upon a person and his father, a love, Al Mirushav, or a person and someone who he's going to inherit from. Vaisalav Ksuba Sisho Balchov, and there was his wife Ksuba, or let's say of a Balchov, the creditor that comes and has against him. Yoshi Avram, and the father's Yoshi, I'm going to say. Haben Mesio Rishon Vachach Mesav, and then the father died. So for the issue again, Bachov, I mean, the Bachov says, Ha'am Mes Rishon Vachach Mesav, and Ben died, and therefore they can go and they can get it. Now, my lav is not what we're talking about here, that Yorshia Av Bnei, Morishav Ache, that when it says Yorshia Av, the father's heirs, is talking about the sons of the guy who died, right? In other words, with his father, so it's the grandsons of that person. Of the grandfather, Morisha Vachai, and the one who is going to inherit is talking about the guy's brothers. Isn't that what it's talking about? V'isakadaitech lo matziyamay mikoch avuad abakasina. If you want to say that a grandson can't say I'm coming in place of my father, the chik sev tachasav asachel yubenecha bebracha sev it's something about bracha. That when the son dies and afterwards the father dies, my havi, what does that do? Right? What does it make a difference over there? The father's yarshim, meaning the grandsons, would have no claim. Name alu balchov, because balchov can say, I'm taking the Yerusha of their father for my debt. Because Yerusha became connected to the shibud when it passed through his rishus. So since the Mishnah actually does give it to the grandsons and not to the Balchov, that's a right the grandsons do inherit straight from grandpa, right? Because again, the property that the dead father inherited from the grandfather for the purpose of passing it to you. So what comes out is, right, that's the taina, and they're saying, I'm taking the Yerusha of the father that your dead father inherited from your grandfather, right? Kundachoysen, the Gemara is showing how a Mishnah is proving that a grandson inherits directly from the grandfather. So the Gemara, love, that's not a raya. It's not a raya that the grandsons get directly from the grandfather. Because Yorshia Av Echav, we could say that the father's Yorshim, it's not talking about the sons, but rather it's talking about the brothers of that one who died. And Morishav Ache Davua, and the one who he inherits, can talk about the brothers of the father. So you have no right to say that the grandson gets straight from the grandfather. Seemingly now it's passing through the father then, and not whenever right saying it's coming from the grandfather. That's only by brachas. Ba'ami Neymir of Shei says, Ben Ma'ushi Yirish says, Imo Ba'kever, can his son inherit from his mother after he is dead? La'handchil la'achin mina'av, meaning for the purpose of passing the Yerusha on to his brothers, that came from a brother from another mother, but from the same father. So you have a guy, and he is no siblings from his mother. Right, he is a father and a mother, but from the mother, his mother is no siblings, but he has other brothers from his father. So the guy, he dies before his mother, and then afterwards the mother died. If the son had the power to inherit when he's already dead, then the mother's stuff goes to the son. Then when he dies, it goes to the other brothers who are not related to the mother at all. And if not, then it goes on to her yarshim besides him. Amar Rav Sheishes Tinisu, we learned in a braisa, Ha'av Shenishba. If the father was kidnapped and he ended up dying over there, Umeis Benoba Medina, and the son died where in his hometown, Uben Shenishba. Or let's say you have a case that the son was taken, he was kidnapped and he was far away and he died there, Umeis Avim Medina. And the father ends up dying in the hometown. Says the Rishbam, we don't know who died first because they're in different places. Yorshe Av, Yorshe Ben, Yachloku. The Yorshim, the father, and the Yorshim of the son, they were divided. Hechidami, now what's the case? Ile Mikidikatani, if you want to say that it's exactly like we said over there, then the father and the son would have the same Yorshim over here, right? If it's a father and a son who died. He knew Yorshia Av, he knew Yorshia Ben. What does that mean when it says the Yorshim of the father and the Yorshim of the son? Allah must be saying, that if a father was kidnapped, then he died. We don't know, far away. And his daughter's son died in the hometown. Uben Bito, or a case of a Ben Bito, or if a Uben Bito Shanishba Umes Avi. Imo b'medina. The Bach gets rid of the Rebito. Uben shenishba umes avi imo b'medina. Well, let's say the son was taken and then he died not at home. And then his mother's father died in his hometown. So his grandfather through his mother, maternal grandfather. Well, we don't know who died first. Yorshia av v'yorshia ben yachloku. The Yorshim of the father and the Yorshim of the son, they would divide it. The M. Easton, if it's taka true, that you say the son would be Yorish Bekever, right? He's going to inherit his mother after he's dead. And he, Nami, the Ben Mesperesha, then even if the case where the son died first, Lir Se La Vua de Ime Bekivre, he should inherit his mother's father after he's in the grave. Vilir Sinu La Chuamen Avua, and then pass over to his brothers. But it says that if the son died first, then it's the father's Yorshim who are going to receive it and not the son's brothers. The son is not Yorish's mother in the kever. To go ahead and to pass over the Yusha to his brothers from another mother. So there's a straightforward answer of Chesha's question. The answer is no. Says the Gemara, we're going to see again, Rav Acha is going to bring down our Mishnah to answer the same question. We saw in yesterday's daf. If the house falls on the person and on his mother, they both died, I don't know who died first. Then everyone's going to agree. You go ahead and you split it up. Right? Each one has a claim that they're the ones who are Yorish, depending on who died first, but you can't prove it. And therefore, okay, what do? You split it. Vimisa, but if it's really true that the son is going to yorish his mother, even he's a bekever, then he nami de ben meisperisha. Then even if the son were to die first, there's still the ime bekever. He should be yorisher in the kever. And give it over to the brother from another mother. Allah shamina must be the ina ben yorishes ima bekever. A son is not yorish his mother in the kever. We saw this a lot earlier, and it was bothering me, and then we see it in Masorah Shas Kufya Dalad Mabez. We saw this sugya. Now that we know that's true, what's pshat? It says the word siba, which means to transfer. The nemer siba bebal. It also says it by the husband. It says in two different things. It talks about Yerusha. So it says velo sisov nachal bnei yisrael mimata lamata. You can't have it transfer over from one tribe to another tribe. And then a couple of psukim later, it says velo sisov nachal mimata lamata acher. Right? It says you can't have Yerusha of bnei yisrael being transferred from one tribe to another. And as it says, Yerusha won't be transferred from one tribe to another tribe. Something earlier that said that these two psukim are talking about two different types of Yerusha, one by a son and the other talking about a husband. Now, since the Torah says the word in the same places, we can draw a parallel one to the next and make an analogy between the two of them, like we're going to see over here. So we have Nemer Siba Babal, Ma Siba Mur Babal, just because it's about the husband and about Yerusha's Isha Bekever. Husband's not Yerusha's son, the wife in the Kever. Doesn't happen. Right, so there's a problem because he makes a bekever when she goes and she's already dead. Well, we're talking about that you have a man who's married to a woman and she's an only child, and her father, she's going to get from her father when he dies, but she died during her father's lifetime. So when the father then dies and then it goes down, the husband doesn't now go and yorish that. Right, it goes on to her son, right, or to other relatives. Anybody yorish is yorbekever. Av siba mura beben. So do with the son. Anybody yorish is yorbekever. Lahan chalachim enough to go and give it over to the brothers from the father. story time. Who's a person who says to his friend, "Nichsei de Bar Sisin mizabnin alach. I'm selling you the property of Bar Sisin." Apparently, this guy had all the stuff from Bar Sisin, and the buyer then, what does he do? He goes and he does a kinyan to transfer everything that was there to belong to him. Havachad da ara da have mikarya debe Bar Sisin. There was one piece of land that was owned by the guy that was called Bar Sisin. So that was the name of it. So you have the properties that we've seen it, and they had a piece of property that was actually called that. And now we get a little confused. We're not sure whether or not it was called that because he bought it for him, or whether it simply called it that and it was part of the seller's estate. Therefore, he wasn't necessarily selling that. Amalei, so the seller said, Ha lav devei bar sisini. He says that this land, that part of the piece of land, is not the one that I bought from him. Bekruihu devei kara devei bar sisin. It just says this is what it was always called. Therefore, it's not part of the sale. Also, the kibbutz of Nachman, Rav Nachman, maybe other lokeach, and he put it into the hand of the buyer. That is Rav Nachman Paskin, that the raya is on the seller. You have to prove that this was not one of the things that he got from Bar Sisin. So he's like, come on, man. Made a deal. What are you backing out over here? So it's on him to go and prove differently. Amalei, Rav of Nachman, Dinahaki, that's halacha. But we know someone has to take out something, he has to bring a raya over here. So it should be that the buyer can go in to prove it. If not, it should remain by the seller who's holding on to it right now.
Virami derava derava derav Nachman derav Nachman. We actually have a contradiction. Ravan himself, Rav Nachman himself. Dahu damer lay lechavre. There was a guy who said to his friend, "My boy, is my besa. What are you doing in this house? In other words, this is my house. What are you doing in my house? What's happening over here?" Yeah, it says Rishbam, Hudam Lil Khavri, Hakol Pirashnu Bechasabatim Berosha. We all saw this in Daf Lamed. The Agav Gurur Demari Rastisim in the Chosim Bechaskasa Nakalechas. We brought this up also. My boy's man, what he's doing, he says, Minach Zvintich. What do you mean, Zvintich? I bought it from you. The Chol Shnei Chazaka, and I also used it for 3 years in order to make a Chazaka here. Amalei, so the original guy says, Ana Bishchune Gavoy Hava.
Havai, I was living the whole time in the inner room. Also, coming to Rav Nachman, Amalei Zil Brora Chiloska, and Rav Nachman said to one living there, "Go prove that you were the only one that was there for 3 years, and then you'll have a chazaka." Okay, right. So Rav Nachman saying this case is no different than any other case of chazaka, and therefore it's on the occupant to bring a raya that. That he was there for a chazaka. Therefore, if he's not able to go and do it, prove that the original owner wasn't there, then there's no chazaka. Amar lei, Rav of Nachman, Dinach, is that the lacha? Mitzvah chavir alav araya. Kashi the Rav of the Rav. Rav Nachman, this is the Kashi, the Rav of the Rav. Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman. Rav of the Rav, I'm sorry. Kashi the Rav of the Rav, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. Rav of the Rav, lo kashi, hacha mocha koi benichse, because in the case of Bar Sisin, he's favoring the seller, because the seller is now on that property. Hasam Lakeh coming to sleep, but over there, in the second case, he's favoring the buyer because it's the buyer who's on the property. Right? So there's no inconsistency. The Vnachud of Nachman Lokasha, it's also not a kasha on him, because Hacha Kevin Dalman Lay, Debe Bar Sisin, in the first case, since the seller said to the buyer that he was selling him all the stuff for the Bar Sisin properties, Omikaria Debe Bar Sisin, and this thing is called actually by Sisan Aleidi De Rami Legului. Rav Nachman says it's now on the seller to show the lav devei bar Sisan he. Hacha lo yehe ela danaket shtara. But here in the second case, let it be no better than if he was this one there was holding a shtar that was being argued on now. Milar minale, don't we say? Kayim shtar chavakum mirse. Go ahead and prove that that's actually true. And then you go and you can take it. So to also, this guy has to validate this 3-year chazaka in order to be able to get it. Hajan Allah,
Perek Mi Shemais. Hai nalalalai, oh, nalalalai, hey, Mazel, we finish the ninth Perek above a Basra and get ready for the final Perek, the tenth Perek, the final countdown. But being that we went ahead and we said Hajanach, so let's quickly go back to the very beginning. Kufla Mitesim Abbeis, Misha Meshin Yechbanu Mabanos, Mabanashin Nechasim Rubin, Mabanam Yorshim, Mabanam Sizunu, Nechasim Watim, etc. Okay, my friends. We have now been used to that. We stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great, great day.